The Biggs and Barr Show and Pasty Jamie are the Gretzkys of radio.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Weekday mornings on Shea. And after the show, listen for 2 hours of nonstop rock.
Hey, good morning. So who's Wayne? Who's...
No, we're the Brent Gretzkys.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Who's Brent Gretzky in this trio? I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. How about that weather yesterday, boys?
Oh, what weather?
What do you mean, what weather?
I got no weather.
How'd you get no weather?
I heard some thunder in the distance. There was a little bit of wind, and then it got nice and cool on my porch, and that was it.
That's it.
That's it.
Now you're out in the, West End.
And well, I saw people's pictures.
Oh, wow.
And like, oh, I didn't get any of this rain.
So much rain.
There's a picture of some guy in Barrhaven near, his name's Paul Reed. And it's going around on Twitter and Facebook and stuff. And his trampoline is up against the side of his house. He says, that's not where I left it.
No.
Hashtag Barrhaven.
Barrhaven streets were flooded up to stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, I didn't get that.
Well, I'm in Greeley, which is the closest to Barrhaven for the three of us. And we got quite a bit. I made the intelligent decision because when I got home, first of all, I had to drive through quite a storm to get home. Got home and then I looked out my back window and saw that my patio umbrella had tipped over because of the wind and I had left it open.
Okay.
So I went in and had the most epic, probably the most effort I've put into anything in years. The most epic 7 to 8 minute battle getting this thing off the ground, back up, closed, and then the 4 cement slabs that we used to hold it down back on top of the legs.
Uh-huh.
I've never, like, the every inch of muscle in my body was used at some point. It's like trying to wrestle a steer that kept just moving, switching directions while shooting lightning bolts around the area because the lightning kept going off.
Oh, yeah.
So it would distract me, and then I would drop the umbrella thinking I was going to die and then pick it. Don't forget the
water flying in your eyes.
Oh, yes, nonstop. You know, it was unbelievable. So, yeah, it was like wrestling a steer in the ocean.
Some of the...
that's what it was like.
Some of the comments on the picture. Pray for Barrhaven, we will rebuild. it does suck if you get flooded, though.
Oh
my God.
Just awful if your basement gets flooded. Just terrible.
It's such a, like, a useless feeling, you know? Yeah. Like, other...
What can you do?
Yeah, you just... Oh. This is going to suck.
And then you're going to cut away the drywall.
Yeah. I'd rather wrestle an umbrella
than a flood.
Anytime. Flooded. I'd rather have to wake up every day for a month and wrestle that umbrella than walk down and see your basement flooded. All right. Hopefully everybody's okay and it wasn't too much damage.
No, not in my house.
How did you get a cool drop? Did you not see the clouds? At least? Did you not see?
Yeah. I saw the dark clouds and everything. Like, it happens quite a bit. There was one time a few weeks ago, I was in Stittsville, and it was just pouring rain, like torrential. And I passed Carp Road, sunshine.
Yeah, really, eh?
Yep, at my house.
Look
sunshine.
At you, eh?
Yeah, just well, that's me. Yeah. I bring the sunshine.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah. It's perfect. All right. Well, hopefully everyone's all right. Nobody got taken away by their umbrella.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Jamie,
yes.
You have 3 world records now, right?
3.
What are they again?
They are pennies
stacked,
placed
on your face.
On a face.
Not stacked. Just placed.
54 pennies on my face.
Okay.
Arranged. 82 non-consecutive soccer ball keep-ups wearing flip-flops during a 2-minute radio break.
Right. And then the one we just set.
How many? Remember the number? How many pickle slices?
I don't remember.
Over 100, was it not?
It was 157, I thought.
Yeah, wow. I think around there. Yeah, 157 pickle slices on your big face. Now, do you have any whip skills?
Like driving?
No.
No.
Crack the whip.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones.
I've used a cool whip.
A cool whip, no.
There's a fella by the name of Nathan Griggs, an Australian fella.
Ah, Griggs.
Yeah, he is a 5-time whip-cracking Guinness record holder, and he's getting some attention from, I don't know just why, out of nowhere, for this video of him cracking his whip to Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, wow.
You want to play it?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I see. So the sort of annoying ticking sound in the background is him cracking
the whip. Cracking,
okay,
yeah.
I get it.
Pretty quick.
Well, he's using 2 whips.
Side note, That song both makes me extremely happy and extremely angry at the same time. I don't know how that happens.
No, I get you.
Yeah, so you think you got any whip skills, James, or what?
I don't know. That guy's been practicing probably his entire life.
Does you know his record? Like, what is it?
I think it's the most whip cracks in a certain time.
Okay.
In a certain time period.
It was 173 pickles stacked on Jamie's face, by the way.
Oh, 173
pickles. Did a little research there.
Okay. Yeah.
In our own records.
Yeah, he's got Nathan Whippy Griggs is his name.
Whippy Griggs.
Yeah, good old Whippy Griggs.
Now he doesn't. Yeah, he's got the most. I don't know. There's
a bunch. He's got five of them.
There's five. Yeah, there's different ones, right? Yeah. There's the loudest one.
Yes.
148.7 decibels.
Oh wow, that is a loud whip crack.
697 cracks in a minute with two whips.
So he's just going to town.
359 cracks in a minute with one whip. And he's cracked the longest whip in the world, which was 100 meters long.
That would be tough.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes if you're out.
A lot of whipping.
The garden hose.
Yeah, the hose. Yeah. Or like an electrical cord gets, like an extension gets stuck on like a little piece of your corner of your deck. And you're something like in an impossibility, but it happened.
Yeah.
And you're like
whipping
it and you're trying to get it.
Never works.
You eventually have to walk over the 10 feet. And like it's like the worst journey of your life. And this guy did a 100 meter long whip.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if you could beat that.
I can't.
We discovered while talking about this off air that myself and Jason both had whips as children, like actual whips. My stepfather had one.
Yeah, it was my brother's.
Yeah.
And what I used to do is line up empty pop cans on the back fence.
Yeah.
And I would like rip them off.
Yeah.
It was great. I was pretty good at it.
So was I actually. Yeah. I mean, for a child.
Yeah, sure.
Did you ever get.
Oh, yeah.
Did it ever come back and get you in the eye?
Not in the eye. No, like it'll get me in the leg or something or whatever.
We'd be sitting here with a patch or a glass eye if it came back and hit us in the eye.
Take your eye out.
What's wrong with you?
You ever been hit by a whip?
What a dumb question. You've obviously never been whipped by a real whip.
Like I've been hit in the face with like the old towel whip before.
Oh, no, way worse.
Towel whip.
It's like leather.
Get out of here. Towel whip. That's like saying you've been shot with a paintball gun. It's got to be exactly what it's like to be shot with a bullet.
Remove your eye, a whip will.
It'll take your eye right out of your head.
Carve it out.
It's a weapon.
You ever watch Indiana Jones?
Doesn't he whip guys in the face? They can still see.
It wraps around their face and does the old chokey pull thing. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
He was good with a whip.
He was.
Would he be the top movie whipper?
Top movie whipper.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would guess. I don't know of any other whippers.
I can't think of another whipper.
Whipmasters, what do we call them? Whippers?
Whippers.
Yeah, not whippersnappers.
Not whippers. No. Technically, though.
I guess they are whippers are and snappers. More whippercrackers than whippersnappers. Yeah. No, I don't know any other famous movie whippercrackers.
He holds that genre
he
there.
He does. Nathan Whippy Griggs.
There you go.
Well. So it's all yours. Jamie is backing out.
So you haven't been hit in the eye with a whip?
No.
I have both my eyes, don't I? I'm
ridiculous.
Looking at shit with both my eyes. Respect the whip.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And our good buddy Heavy Duty called us again.
Heavy Duty.
Yeah.
He's if you're not familiar with him, he's a friend of the show. He calls us usually once a week-ish.
Yeah, sometimes twice.
Yeah. And one of the coolest cats on the planet.
Take life. As possible.
He's our favorite person. And he called us again. Hey, we just had a little chat, like we always do, but you always learn something from a little chit-chat with Heavy Duty, so here's that conversation.
This is Biggs and Barr. Oh, my. Hey, Heavy Duty. You know, you guys have an excellent show. What time does your show start?
5:30.
Wow, man. Amazing.
What are you doing up this early?
To be quite frank with you, my man, birds wake me up. There's a tree right outside my window, and the little birdies, our little fine-feathered friends, they come and they wake me up with their bird song every morning, man.
Very nice.
That's beautiful.
Nice.
It's beautiful.
Yes, it is. What can we do for you?
It's a great thing to be living in a place like Ottawa. You got lots of birds, lots of trees. Only city I've ever lived in with as many trees as Ottawa is Philadelphia.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I've been to Philadelphia. It is a lovely place. I enjoy it there.
The most expensive Philly steak sandwich I ever ate was in, this is on South Street. The name of the restaurant is Johnny's Steakhouse.
What can we help you with besides cheesesteaks there, Heavy Duty?
Well, just to say, say hey, man. Just say good morning. And, well, I love the rock and roll you guys play every day, man.
Thanks. We made it all ourselves.
All right. Well, listen, homies. Y'all be good now. Take care. Keep spinning the tunes. And have a great day.
All right, brother.
Peace, man.
He's just, he can't. How do you not smile when you're heavy duty? So we learn where they get the most expensive cheesecake or cheesesteak.
Yeah.
And that he's got birds outside his window. So.
And so he's woken up every day.
Yeah, yeah. We get a little piece of him. A little more every day.
I'm woken up by an aggravating alarm sound. I would love to be woken up by birds every day.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show.
On Shea 106.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Guesses on Stanley Cup predictions.
One of the teams will win.
Somebody else asked, do you think the Philly Flyers are going to win the cup?
No.
No, I do not think Philadelphia will win the cup.
I'm trying to have interest in it, but I just don't.
It's weird because normally playoffs, like, give the whole season build right, up yeah. and all the yeah. tension, and are they going to da-da, and now it's just that.
And it's August this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough. When will you Fantastic Efforts play your public inquiry song again? Fit it in this morning somewhere, probably.
Sure. Yeah. Do that.
Can chickens read our minds, or should I stop smoking? Well, Jason, you own chickens.
Yeah, I don't know if they can. They're pretty instinctive. I don't know if reading minds is one of their skills.
Right.
Like whenever I walk near the hen house now, they think I might have a treat for them.
Ah.
And they all gather around the door.
Do you ever find some trouble at the hen house?
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah. 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 Sometimes it's trouble.
Sometimes they've, before I made the new bird feeders, they would have maybe knocked the old one over.
Okay, that's some trouble in the hen house. Yeah, that is some trouble.
Yeah.
Prior to us talking about this, you and Jamie were yelling at each other because Jamie had asked if your chickens had produced eggs yet. And
yeah,
you told
they're
them,
not. They're not old enough. You know, they take about 18 weeks for chickens to start laying eggs or so.
Weak chickens, you got?
No, that's generally the
standard chicken.
Yeah,
you've had them since April.
I've had them since June.
Yeah,
weak chickens.
He's told you specifically on multiple occasions when the eggs will arrive.
Late October, early November.
Serious question here.
Yeah.
If I could be serious.
Are you going to ask him when are the eggs going to arrive?
No.
Okay.
Serious. If I could be serious.
I will throw something at you if you do.
No, you've let me know. They should be soon, next week or so. Would a steroided up chicken produce eggs quicker?
I have no idea.
Or just.
It's quite possible.
Bigger breasts.
I don't know.
Is that not a legit question?
Yeah, like theory would say yes.
You think, right?
But do I know? I don't know.
Okay. Here, we'll go to one of the protein shops and we'll hang around until a big juice head comes in. We'll get some we'll get some steroids off him. We'll inject one of your chickens with steroids and see.
The one that looks like me.
Yeah. It's already huge, that one.
Yeah.
It is a massive chicken.
would you rather tell a lady in a first date that you hate Adam Sandler or that you own 23 cats?
Well, 23 cats. Ladies like cats.
23 of them?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I don't want.
We know a guy who owns like 23 cats.
Who owns 23 cats?
Old Man Rick.
Old Man Rick.
Yes, 23?
Yeah, he didn't know that. He lives with his mom and he owns 23 cats.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I like him.
I wouldn't associate nice people with cat owners.
Is it just me or does Chris sound like George Costanza's dad on Seinfeld when he gets
sometimes,
mad?
Sometimes, sure.
Really?
Sometimes.
You sounds like Jerry Stiller?
Yeah. Del Boca Vista!
Yeah.
Del Vista Beco!
I don't have the accent.
No.
But the same energy for sure when I...
From 0 to 100 in a
yeah,
word?
In a word.
In the middle of a word sometimes.
It's a gift, really. You guys should appreciate it more. And then I can come right back down to this.
Yeah.
You know? I can lose it on whoever needs to be lost on, but then I'm right back here.
How many suggestions do you guys have for your 30 deeds initiative? Oh, that's a big word. I don't know.
What initiative?
Yeah, I don't know how many. There's too many to count.
It's really unbelievable.
Inundated with texts with the word deed to 762-555 and also emails from shea106.com.
Just to let you in on a little insight behind the scenes.
Okay.
There have been so many, like so many.
Yeah.
That we have considered making this like a yearly thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I have deed month where we just bang off a bunch.
Big meeting about it yesterday. We're actually doing a deed today. A little bit early.
Yeah.
But, you know, it fits.
Sure. Yeah, because we said we were going to kick off till August. But
it's close enough.
It's a good one today.
And Monday's a holiday anyway.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, yeah.
These guys doing their good deeds early, jerks.
Oh, somebody will be mad about it.
Oh, yeah.
People will be mad at us because their deeds won't make it into the 30, and they're going to be mad.
And you're right.
We've had way more than 30 different requests.
Oh, yeah.
So we can't do all the 30 deeds. Like everyone's deed. We have to do the 30 of them.
Yes. So we apologize if we don't get to yours. But you can still fire them in. I mean, if something blows us away, it still might make the list. There's still room for a few because we haven't been able to sift through all of them. But text deed and then whatever you want us to do to 762-555. And that is it for another edition of...
It's an answered question time.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, opposition MPs are going to get to grill the Prime Minister today as the Commons Finance Committee looks into its probe into the government decision to award We Charity the since-canceled contract to run a multi-million-dollar federal grant program. Justin Trudeau set to testify for an hour. Conservative finance critic Pierre Poilievre says that's not good enough. Should probably call a public inquiry.
I probably should call a public inquiry.
Two men from Ottawa facing weapons and assault charges after an incident in Niagara Falls. Happened around 1 in the morning. Some people are arguing. Somebody pulled out a pellet gun, shot up the place. So both will be in court today. Let's be good ambassadors, Ottawa. Let's not take the violence around the province.
Yes.
We're all in this together.
Yep.
Yeah.
We sure are.
Okay?
All right.
If you do happen to travel by air and you have a stopover at Pearson Airport starting today, you will have to have your temperature checked. Mandatory temperature screening is being implemented at some of the country's busiest airports. It'll happen in Ottawa at our airport around September 30th, or before it.
What month is it, like in 2 days?
August.
And it's just starting now, this?
Yeah.
Well, they...
Come on. Like, there's been some... Obviously, it was a new thing. There has been some missteps.
Mm-hmm.
Of course there have, but...
If your temperature is below
38
degrees Celsius. Yeah, you've been very critical of people this morning.
Yeah,
critical of my chickens.
People.
Yeah. Critical of,
you got weak
of
chickens.
People.
Yeah. You hold people to standards you clearly do not hold yourself to. I'm just saying. Maybe give people a break.
It's August. Give people a break. You're protecting the country and the citizens of this country. And you're just now starting to put temperature in, like forcing people to have a temperature taken in August?
Listen, public inquiry.
Stop. Yeah.
Settle down.
Yeah, settle down.
Okay.
Honestly.
Stop, how are you both keeping screaming. A straight face right now telling me that I'm out of line? You didn't even actually told me I'm out of line, but I know I can tell by your thighs.
Calling people on their mistakes is really not something you should be doing.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
My mistakes.
Watch where you throw stuff.
My mistakes are not on the same. I appreciate it's flattering that you would think that my mistakes are on the same level of the government of this country or this province. Or other provincial governments.
I'm just saying. Maybe everyone needs to stop holding everybody to some insane standard.
It's their job.
Well, maybe it's because air travel has picked up again a little since they've opened up stages.
Maybe they closed flights, so they didn't need to bring in temperature because there was nobody flying unless they were essential.
There were.
And they were.
You know what, Jamie? I think you should try to be a little more reasonable, like my friend Chris over here.
I think so. I think
I think you're overreacting, and your yelling is out of line.
See what happens.
Man.
It's okay.
It's all right.
You need a hug? You're my bubble. You're my bubble.
I don't want you touching me, especially today.
Even though hockey has started, all Canadian NHL teams have the day off. Meaningful games start on the weekend. Last night in baseball, Washington held the Jays to just 3 hits, beat them 4-0.
Yay. They're going to cancel the season.
I do have something to say.
Critical.
You know what? I'll tell you. These guys can't bat worth crap. It was 0-0 going into the 10th inning. What a humdinger. Glad there was no fans there.
Okay.
Imagine you went to paid to see that game. 0-0 into the 10th.
It's baseball. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter what happened. It probably was not a lot more exciting than the 0-0 game.
You're getting a little heated there.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on today. What's got y'all...
You have to take your temperature. You won't be allowed to fly.
You got
to
be in your bonnet.
We could get some more rain today, maybe a thunderstorm. We're going to be 27, a little bit humid. Then tomorrow, sunny, 28, and Saturday, sunny, 29. Some rain on Sunday. Right now, it's 18. That's the latest.
CHEZ-FM. Shea 106 in Ottawa.
On your radio, on the Radio Player Canada app, and on your smart speaker.
Play Shea 106.
Here's a bass comment. Jamie is right. You other two are just stuck-up liberals.
I love it. How depending on the conversation, like, in all honesty, we have been called liberals,
yeah,
conservatives,
yeah,
NDPers,
yeah,
union supporters,
yeah,
who said we've been teacher lovers, teacher haters,
yeah,
you know, just because we have thoughtful conversation
about stuff,
and someone hears 10 seconds on, all those guys are liberals.
And sometimes it's just for entertainment. Like, yeah, sometimes we just want to get Jamie angry, and sure, it would have made, yeah, sense for them to probably have put in average things a, yeah, long time
on day
ago.
Day one.
But but sometimes it's just for fun. Sometimes people cannot associate all their life decisions with one side of a political party.
Yeah.
Sometimes people have different opinions on, yeah, different things and make up their own mind on the information.
Oh, no, my father was a liberal, so I'm going to be a liberal too.
Nothing doesn't matter what it is.
Don't even get me started on the Wee Charity stuff.
Yeah.
Public inquiry for sure.
Yeah. Let's play Public Inquiry.
Okay, you want to do it right now?
Yeah,
okay,
let's do it right now. That's ridiculous.
It's a song we made because people in Ottawa love Public Inquiry.
No.
Regardless of the topic, big, small, yep, medium, whatever.
Yeah.
World famous. You're listening to the world famous three-time award-winning Biggs and Barr Show.
On Shea 106.
That is us. Towns around town is what we're playing.
Yes. That's where we pick a town in the general listening area of Shea 106, and you call 613-750-1061, and you try and guess what it is, and we'll give you little hints as we go along.
Have we ever set any sort of, like, border perimeters for towns around town, like how far?
Just a listening distance.
Are we going all the way to Kingston?
I think we cut off before that,
Yeah, we cut off before that, yeah.
And Montreal, we're going all the way to Montreal the other way?
They can't hear us in Montreal.
They can't hear us in Montreal.
Not on, like, terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
You
can hear us around the world on the internet.
Yes.
Of course.
But that would be a very long, difficult
like
contest.
Hawkesbury, we're going to go all the way up to Hawkesbury.
Sure. Yeah,
we
can hear us in Hawkesbury. Yeah, so, obviously, it won't be Hawkesbury today.
How far into Quebec? Like, to Gracefield or too far, you think?
That's pretty up.
Yeah, like, I don't know if they can
hear us. Alcove, maybe, or Chelsea?
Like that's pretty close. Yeah, we could do that one, but not today, obviously, because you've said it. Also, it will not be Arn Prior.
No,
usually the first guess is Arn Prior.
What about I go to Renfrew? Going that far that way?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Lots of nice listeners in Renfrew.
Lots of nice.
Mm-hmm. And all the way to Brockville? The other way? Or what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's further than Kingston.
Yeah.
No, it is not. Brockville is not further than Kingston.
Oh, no, you're right. Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's after.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Belleville is what you're thinking, probably. Were you thinking Belleville?
No, I was thinking Brockville. I was just wrong.
Oh, all right.
Jimmy admitted he was wrong today. Made Chris choke. He gave Chris the COVID right there. With your honesty.
One would only hope, Jason.
What is happening?
I hope to pull a back muscle.
All right. Pretend. No doubt.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
It's time for a round of towns around town.
Right on.
So we picked a town around town. Because Ottawa is basically a collection of small towns.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, we give you hints and you got to tell us what it is. And that's it. That's simple.
And you might get to hear your favorite town on the radio.
That's true. You might. Wow.
613-750-1061. So we'll just go with a blind guess. No hints right now. Other than it's not Arn Prior.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. Which town around town are we talking about? Hello. Hi, which town around town are you guessing?
Franktown.
Franktown. Not Franktown. I think we've done Franktown before.
I don't know if we did Franktown, but we talked about how about 10 feet away from each other is Franktown and Frankville.
Right.
And,
could have been that.
The Frank brothers got in a fight and each started their own town.
Yeah. This one's not too far out.
That's your first clue. Okay.
First clue, not too far.
Yeah, would it be Elmont?
Is it Elmont?
No, it is not Elmont.
Lovely place.
Thank you for calling.
Very nice spot.
Home of the dairy distillery and the Crooked Mile Brewing Company.
Yes.
James Naismith.
Yes.
Very nice spot.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, good morning. Which town around town are we talking about?
Little town of Munster.
Munster.
Great name.
It is
but
a great
it is,
name.
Is not. Yeah. It's not not Munster.
Yeah.
It's it was
Frankenstein's.
It's actually more of a suburb than a than a town.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
People would consider it to be a suburb.
A suburb.
Okay.
All right. What town around town?
Smith Falls.
Now,
Smith Falls.
No, that would be a town for sure,
that
not
is
a suburb.
Definitely a okay, town, Smith Falls.
You. Thank you for calling. Not that one.
Not the most aesthetically pleasing, if you want to be honest. So with Smith Falls.
Great but, potential.
Yeah. Hey, the tweed thing's doing big things for that.
Absolutely.
Town, so
that's what
hopefully it needs a nice comeback. Hey, what town around town are we talking about?
Oh, the center of the earth, Navin.
Navin's not Navin. Home of the Navin Fair, yeah.
And the, the Navin grads.
Yeah, we were hoping to go to the Navin Fair this year and get in the
Derby.
The Derby. But it's not happening because of the COVID, right?
No.
Nice.
So, but thanks for calling.
Went
yeah, Navin.
Center
that
of the earth.
That was actually in Navin this past week there at a craft fair.
I go through Navin.
Really? Yeah.
Three times a week.
Do you really? Yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. Nice big, whatever, never mind. Go on. Sorry. Hey, good morning. We got another hint?
Yeah, go ahead. Sure. I'll give you another hint. Yeah, sure. it was actually supposed to be a racetrack.
Oh, wow.
Initially, it was supposed to be a racetrack.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hey, good morning. What town around town are we talking about?
Richmond.
Richmond.
Richmond. Oh, not Richmond. Sorry.
Not Richmond.
No.
Had some good times at Richmond Storage.
Did you? Hey, yeah.
I did.
What were you doing at Richmond
613
storage?
That's where I kept my stuff when we moved here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't
over a year, almost a year ago.
So you had good times there, did you?
I had some good times, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You and the wife closing the storage container, having a little private time.
Lights in there.
Yeah.
Nice. Put a little mattress down.
Well, it was already there. They were moving, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, everything was there. Hi, right, good morning. What town around town are we talking about?
How about Bell's Corners?
Bell's Corners.
Not Bell's Corners.
It is not. It is not. Good morning. Hi, what town around town are we looking for here? Hi.
Okay, I'll give it another
hint. Give all of them again.
Okay,
Jason.
So it's not too far out. It's actually more of a suburb. It was supposed to be a racetrack, and one of us should probably live there.
Oh.
Okay. Hey, good morning. What town around town?
This is Stittsville.
Stittsville.
Not Stittsville. No, I'm in Stittsville quite often.
Yeah, but that is not it.
No.
Hi, good morning. Which town around town are we talking about?
Glen Cairn.
Oh, I thought he said Head Carrot. And I had never heard of the town of Head Carrot, but I would love there to be a town named Head Carrot. But not Glen Cairn.
No, sorry.
All right.
Is that just two people, Glenn and Karen, who first lived there and they just named it? Yeah, just name it Glenn Cairn.
Very loud. Usually her yelling at him.
Yep. Hey, good morning. What town around town?
Carlton Place?
Is it Carlton Place?
Not Carlton Place.
No, that would be a town, not a suburb.
Think of the name of this show.
Yeah.
And that... One of the members should probably live there. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
You feel very safe there, one of us.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. What town around town?
It's Barhaven.
That's right. Yay! Again, more of a suburb, but still. Congrats.
It was actually supposed to be a racetrack back in the day when old Mel Barr was going to build on it.
Yeah.
But then they built the Rideau Carlton racetrack. He's like, screw it. Let's build a subdivision and put a 1,000 big box stores there and make traffic terrible.
Yeah. it's a busy place. Myself and Jamie played golf in Barhaven.
There you go.
Yeah.
But anyways, what's your name, sir?
It's Ian Anderson.
All right, Ian Anderson.
You're the winner.
Congratulations.
You're in our Wall of Contest champions, and you're in the secret sack draw.
Yes. All right. Sorry, I got distracted. All knew a gentleman in high school named Ian Andersing.
Different
names.
All right, hold on. Hey, what's up, Ian? But it's not the same.
Very wet in Barhaven this morning.
They got
hit hard by the storm, eh?
I was driving through it as it was happening. It was bananas. A lot of rain. By the way, driving tip. When you're driving through a ton of rain and it makes you nervous, you can pull off the road, but pull off the road.
Yeah, the whole way off the road.
Yeah.
Don't, like, leave half your car in the lane.
Just put your hazards on and think parking two tires on the shoulder is a smart
move.
Very
dangerous. Yeah.
Anyways, I hope everyone's okay. There's not too much damage, and I don't think it's, like, massive damage. Just
a
couple
just some flooding. Yeah, very inconvenient damage.
More obnoxious.
Mm-hmm. Are you jealous that there's not a suburb named after you?
Named Big Haven?
Yeah.
No, I'm okay with it. You can have it.
All right.
You don't even live there, so it doesn't matter.
I did look at houses there, but I didn't find one.
You're not a suburb guy.
No.
Let's be honest.
Too many people around.
Yep. Your haven is where no one is.
That's right.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
And our boss, Adam, left us a message, as he is wont to do, with some suggestions.
Yeah, he's very active with our show. You know, daily suggestions and ideas come from him.
We had a nice meeting yesterday with some of the suggestions that have been submitted to 762-555, texting the word deed or going to Shea106.com.
And it got him rolling. And I guess he just felt he had more to add. Right. So here's the message he left for us.
Hey, guys, it's Adam. Listen, 30 deeds done dirt cheap. Great idea. What a great start. We're going to make a ton of people in Ottawa happy. Awesome job. I was doing a bit of research, though, into the things that Ottawa's talking about right now. And I'm thinking that we can do some deeds that tie into what's popular. So this list shows number one in Ottawa sports. So hockey's back, but obviously no Senators. So it kind of stinks for fans in Ottawa that love the Senators. So let's bring them a game. Think about it. No one's using the CTC. The Senator hockey players, they're not doing anything right now. So we can call a few players, get a game of shinny. They can even play against you guys. Chris Biggs versus Chris Phillips. What a huge idea. Let's do it.
It's not his worst idea.
No, it's not. It's not a terrible
Chris
idea.
Chris Phillips hasn't played in a while.
A few years.
Yeah. Well, he's busy with a brewery now.
I'm horrendous. He could lose a leg in a bus accident tomorrow and still dust me on the
That's
ice.
That's true.
Yeah, he really could.
Sorry. He has more suggestions?
He does.
Number two is the We Charity. People very interested for some reason, but it's a charity and people love charity, so let's just raise some money and then give it to the We Charity. They're super hot right now.
You may want to look into that before we just start handing out money to the We Charity.
I think
may want to listen to the Prime Minister's grilling today before we...
Yeah,
I've been trying to keep abreast of that topic, but it is a rather complicated. But people, I don't think, are super happy with it.
No.
I think we'll
put that one on the burn, that on a shelf somewhere.
Yeah. We may have better luck getting Chris Phillips to come out and play hockey with
us. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And he's got a third suggestion, yeah.
Number three, still coronavirus. I don't think we can do anything with the coronavirus or for the virus, but
I don't think.
Never say never. You guys can do anything.
Does he want to?
Maybe something's there. So between sports, We Charity, coronavirus, I think something big is there. Give it some thought and let's dream big. Have a great show and then have a good day. Thank you.
A great show, good day.
So we either have to get NHL players on the ice to play hockey with us, donate to the We Charity, or cure coronavirus.
I was going to say, does he want us to cure the coronavirus?
I mean, I appreciate that he's a big thinker.
He has some blue sky thinking for sure.
But we will we'll try our best.
All right.
A hockey game is not actually a bad idea.
No.
Are we allowed, though? Like, how many people?
I don't know.
Well, I had an in-depth conversation with Robin from the country station.
Okay.
Private
Did
ice rentals.
Up on a stool to have a conversation with you?
It was from far away, so we were almost listening. private ice rentals at certain places, like at the Sens Plexes.
Yeah.
Four on four is allowed.
Okay.
So you have to come. There's no dressing room time.
No, but nobody on the benches, though?
We're four on the bench. Only.
Four on
so
the ice?
16 total.
And whistle shifts or something? Nobody mixes?
I don't know. Obviously, you're going to mix if you're playing a hockey
You would think.
Game.
Yeah, of course you're
going to. And that's fine. But then there's other places who you're only allowed to practice.
Practice?
You're talking about practice.
You're talking about practice.
I haven't practiced in at least 10 years.
No. Yeah, well, please, every one of our games is a practice.
Yeah. So there you go. So that could be actually in the near future, maybe.
Okay.
All right.
Well, hey, I mean, maybe we'll reach out to some centers. What's no teeth there? You guys have never put teeth in. Yeah.
Borrow cop?
Maybe he'll do something with us.
He will kill us.
Of course he will. I've seen him in a bag. It's not that impressive, to be honest.
Yeah. Unless you're the bag.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show with Pasty Jimmy on Shea 106.
Hey there, fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us your questions right now.
In 1 week, it will be 15 years of marriage. Need a super cool gift to give. I've done flowers and chocolates to death. Any idea? Yeah, get
15 years.
I assume you're a man. The woman would already know what she's getting you.
Yeah.
What you should do is get a photographer or a friend to do some of those boudoir pictures of yourself and get one like a huge, huge framed picture of you in a sexy pose to go in an only a location where she can see it.
Right.
That's what you should do.
After, no. I don't know.
and a box of chocolates.
What are you most afraid of? Like, big picture? Like, actual fears? What's going to happen to my son after I die? You really want to get real? Silly fears like sharks? Just the ocean?
Yeah, I'm not really afraid of sharks.
The ocean in general.
Because if you get bitten by a shark, you're probably going to die. Yeah. And it is a cool way to go.
For me?
You're probably going to die.
You know what did it for me?
What did it for you?
There was footage once.
And you can't find it.
I can never find it. Okay. But they had a surfboard. They were studying sharks, I think, off South Africa, right? There's a big white population off South Africa.
Right.
So they had a surfboard, and the camera's facing downwards, like into the green, blue, dark abyss.
Right.
And then the footage was these great whites coming out of the darkness at speeds, like exploding, because they thought it was a seal, right? So they come up through the ocean, like just out of darkness, and then all of a sudden teeth, wham, hit the camera. I saw that when I was very young, I don't know, on some documentary or something, and it terrified me. And since then,
like how quick they came up, so now you think they're underneath in the deep blue.
We used to do a lake swim every year. My cottage, I could swim across the lake and back. And I knew there was no sharks in the lake. It's a lake.
Course. Yeah.
But when I would look down into the darkness, you know, when you can't see anything, that visual has stuck with me my whole life.
That's why I don't mind scuba diving, because
you can see stuff.
I can, if you're under the water, you can see it. Yeah. And like when I'm above the water, I really don't like that as much.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, stupid shark.
All right.
Are my kids ever going to move out? They're 7 and 12. No, they're 18 and 29.
Not unless you start putting some money away, not for their education, but for a house down payment.
It's much more difficult now for young folk
absolutely
to get their lives going. House costs are insane.
Yeah, if I had any advice to people, it would be don't save for their education. Save for their house. Because then you can get rid of them.
Well, that's it. Mortgage lenders are way tighter than they used to be. House costs are nuts.
Right.
COVID shutting everything down. I mean, I feel for 20 issues right now.
And in all honesty, their general arts degree from whatever university you send them to is not going to get them a good job. It's not. Not any better job than they would with their high school diploma. So,
who amongst you could maybe solve a Rubik's Cube?
All of us. We just take it apart or take the stickers off.
Yeah, I would cheat, rip the stickers
off. I have never once solved a Rubik's Cube that was more than 3 or 4 moves away from like perfect without taking it apart.
I can do one color. I can do one size.
Sure.
No problem.
Yeah.
There's an actual like a formula.
What do you mean?
You just look it up. Like turn it topwise once. Then take your main finger, turn it sideways the other way. It wasn't confusing at all, was it?
Yeah, I didn't understand a word you said. I was just still taking it apart.
And use your main finger.
You guys ever have the big spicy Big Mary from Mary Brown's? No, I haven't had that, but I'd be more than willing to try it should they drop some off.
Sure, yeah. We're willing to try anything you drop off.
I love a spicy chicken sandwich, that's for sure.
We would be the easiest show to poison.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Free food?
Your stomach acid takes care of most of that stuff.
That is it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question Time.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto. What? 5 questions, 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass and come back to any question, but your first answer for each question is the one that counts. And we have not had a winner in a while because we have new winner music.
Yeah.
That we're really excited to play, and we have not had a chance to do so. So hopefully today will be the day.
We had a caller, but they hung up, so I'm going to take this caller right here.
Okay.
I have no idea who it is.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
Travis.
Travis, you ready?
I am.
We wish you the best of luck.
All right, Travis, your time will begin after I ask the first question. What U.S. state is the only state that you can type using only one line on a keyboard?
Alaska.
What body part did Vincent Van Gogh cut off?
Ear.
What is Canada's national sport?
Lacrosse.
Typically, what is the total digits on both hands and feet of a human being?
20.
The August long weekend is known as what holiday?
Oh, boy.
Civic.
All right, let's just wait till your time runs out.
Got it in.
Okay, let's see how you did.
Wait, did you ask how many digits on people's hands and toes?
Anyway, the August-long weekend, known as what holiday? The civic holiday.
Yeah.
At least also called Simcoe Days. In honor, did they change that?
I don't know.
Most people, civic holiday. That's civic. Correct. Typically, the total digits on both hands and feet of a human being. You said 20. That's correct.
Yeah, typically.
What is Canada's national sport? You said lacrosse. That is also correct.
That's correct. That is correct, yeah.
What body part did Vincent Van Gogh cut off? You said ear. That is also correct.
You didn't say which ear, though. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
This
is left ear.
And what U.S. state is the only state that you can type using only one line on a keyboard? You said...
Way up north.
North to Alaska.
Way up north.
North to Alaska.
North to Alaska. To go north for us is home.
Ah, Travis, everybody knows that... That is correct!
This is insanely over the top.
Yeah. How does it feel, Travis, to be a winner of Ottawa?
Travis?
Awesome.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Good.
Yeah.
Way to keep it low-key. I appreciate it.
Way to
Don't act like it's your first goal, right?
Congratulations, my friend. You're on the Wall of Champions, and you will be entered in the draw for the secret sack, okay?
Awesome. Awesome.
All right, buddy. Hang on. Got to get your info.
Wow.
I don't know what I like better now, the Alaska song or the winter music. Winter music's pretty
epic.
Pretty epic, man.
I think it's good once in a while when people win.
Sure, sure.
The Alaska song is good anytime.
Yeah.
Way up
north to Alaska.
Way up north.
North to Alaska. North to Alaska. Go north for us is home.
You can't be standing and hear that song and not bop.
Yeah,
you got a little dip on the bike.
Little dip, little up and down. You know?
Dipping and a bopping.
You don't got to do much. Just a little up and down, and, you know, that's all. In your car, you could, like, do, like, the head. But, I mean, you got to. And it's just feet pointing out.
Yeah.
Just little knee.
Little knees.
That's it.
You get the knees, and it'll work out early in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, is that how you get ready for the show?
Yeah.
So it gets us both ready.
Oh, boy.
You rascals.
Here's some Watchmen.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
As you probably heard, we've been doing our 30 Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. We're supposed to start it in August, and this is only July 30th.
It is.
However, we had a time-sensitive one that we really wanted to get done, and I don't think people will mind if we started a couple days early.
No.
I have a little thing to play. Do you want me to play it?
Yeah, sure.
The Bigs and Bar Show with 30 Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
There you go.
All right. So the deed we're going to knock off today, the first, maybe a bonus. We'll see how the month of August goes. But we got contacted by a young lady by the name of Katie. All right. And Katie works at a long-term care facility, old age home. Now, due to privacy stuff and
confidentiality and all that stuff,
we're not really allowed to give a whole lot of detail. At least we didn't go the steps to get permission because it doesn't really matter.
No.
So she works at this home. There's a gentleman there who is celebrating his 60th wedding anniversary.
Wow. With his wife.
Today. With his wife. And they had asked him, like, what does he want? Like, what can they do? And he just said, I hope at least there's a cake.
Right.
Because with COVID and stuff and visiting and, you know, like, there's only so much we were allowed to do, too.
Sure.
So she asked for a cake. And we are getting a cake sent over today.
There you go.
So, I mean, I wish we could, maybe after, because they also want to keep it as a surprise to him.
Right.
Because he doesn't know what's happening. He doesn't know it's arriving. And that they're going to celebrate their 60th. 60 years. 60.
60. 60 years of marriage.
You've just been recently married 25 years, right?
Yeah.
Could you imagine 60?
I can't imagine anyone being with me that long. Anyone putting up with me.
I'm putting up with you.
Yeah, I'm a moody.
What you did there.
I am a moody prick, especially if I don't get enough sleep. And
do you have that time? There's a time. Like, I'm a pretty easygoing. I know you guys laugh and say I'm
Sure.
Yelly and screaming. But I'm actually pretty easy. Like, outside of this room, I'm pretty easy going.
Mm-hmm.
I am. Do you have a time where you hit that tired wall and you just become a jerk?
Yes.
Like, I just know. Like, I can, yeah. I can feel it. I'm like, yeah, nobody should upset me at this moment.
Like 11 a.m.
11 a.m.?
Really?
That's pretty early for
you. That is early, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking like 7 p.m., like after the day.
But then I have a little nap and I get out of it, right? Okay. A cranky nap.
Little nap.
Well.
Little nap over here.
I guess they haven't had those moments because that couple's been together 60 years.
Wow.
And so the nice people at the Perth Chocolate Works got them a chocolate brownie cheesecake, and it looks delicious, and they are going to be delivered that cake today, and we wish them a very happy 60th anniversary. And
60 years, yeah.
60
small
years.
Little deed. Should we even count it as one? Should we just like a pre-deed? Like just like, because really, like all we're doing is getting cakes.
Say 30 deeds. We could, I mean, it doesn't mean we have to limit it to 30.
Right, right.
If we do a couple more, whatever, I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
I'm sure someone will complain.
Yeah. You said 30, you did 32. What's the deal here? Yeah. Why are you not telling us the truth? Let's get a public inquiry about this.
It also started in July. Yeah. You said it was going to be August. Yeah.
Anyway,
you know what? Everyone's gonna be mad at us for trying to do nice things.
Yeah, kick rocks.
Kick rocks.
Happy 60th anniversary.
Yes,
I may not even live to be 60 years old. this is quite an accomplishment.
It is.
And you know, have a great day.
If you have a deed you want us to do, text the word deed and then what it is to 762-555.
Or go to shay106.com and you can click and we'll get an email. And boy, have people been doing that.
Yes. Please do the texting if you can do one of the two.
Yeah, they come right to our inbox.
So many emails.
I opened it up yesterday afternoon. I'm like, oh, wow. They're all just emails for us doing deeds.
People want deeds.
Yeah.
We are on it. And we're doing them dirt cheap.
Yeah? There you go.
All right. You got the out there thing?
I do.
Okay.
Want the boys to do something for you or the city? Text deed to 762-555 and let them know.
Shay 106.
Oh. Good stretch.
Good one?
Oh, nothing like a good stretch, eh?
We have instant answer question time coming up.
Not interested in my good stretch?
762-555 if you'd like to learn more about Chris's stretch.
You ever take a stretch so good, you start twitching?
Yes.
You get that little, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I lose control. Like,
yeah. You ever stretch so hard, like your body, not numb, but like your legs and arms just don't move for a few seconds, and then you start to worry.
No.
Then it comes back. Now that's
no.
You can try that.
I've never stretched myself into a stroke. Is that what you're asking?
No, but like a temporary paralysis.
Never.
No, I never had.
No, never. Never done that.
You haven't lived.
Oh, that's.
I've yawned and then got like a jaw cramp.
Yeah.
And that's one of the worst things.
You ever peed
and
got a pee cramp? The one like in behind there?
Yep. No.
Like way up in them, like in the, there's like a muscle way back in there somewhere. It goes like.
That's a very common issue.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Yep. Okay, good. I thought I broke something.
106.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
If you could have free desserts for life or a full head of hair till you die, which would you choose?
I'm not really a huge dessert guy, so I don't mind paying for one now and then if I desire it. I guess a full head of hair then.
Like if you said free pizza for life.
Even still.
Or hair.
Free chips.
Yeah, what would you do? Free chips?
You gotta buy groceries, scotch. Right? Maybe free scotch, because...
Free gas for your car, or hair for life.
I have probably hair.
You still go hair.
Even though I shave it off sometimes, because it bugs me.
Pay your mortgage off or hair.
Yeah.
Mortgage.
Okay.
We see where his line is.
Yeah.
Like, I can buy products. You pay off $100,000, then I'll have no hair.
Are the chickens finally laying eggs yet?
No. They won't lay eggs until they're about 18 weeks old, which will be, as I told Jamie numerous times.
Monday.
Not Monday.
Oh.
It will be the end of October, early November.
Weak chickens.
Yeah. That's weak brain.
I have an interview at 10 a.m. If they ask for references, can I use you guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. By all means.
Just have... I guess they could text us.
I don't know. We don't know anything about this person.
Whatever.
Oh, you're saying you don't want to vouch
for
our
names?
What if
they have... No.
No. We'll tell him we will, and then when they call us, we'll be like, we have no idea who this is.
Oh, okay.
They didn't. I didn't say what we would say.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Just references.
Hey, if they ask for references, can I use you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are you going to enjoy the reference we give you if they call us? Probably not.
Bit of a crapshoot. Yeah. Depends if your potential employer has a sense of humor.
Yeah. Morning, gentlemen. Did you manage to get some sleeping in over your holidays? Glad you guys are back. It's been a tough 2 weeks. Have a great day.
Yes. That's
very kind of you.
I did sleep more than usual. The staycation, not my favorite, but at least you do get to sleep.
Yeah.
I hit a bit of a wall yesterday afternoon. Normally it's on a Tuesday after you have a couple weeks off, but I made it to Wednesday. I was like, oh, man, why am I tired? And then I remembered I was off for 2 weeks and got to sleep more than 4 hours a night.
Yeah. Today was real hard to get up.
Oh, yeah, today.
Today was real, real hard.
I work construction, and my feet are sore all the time. I would love it for you guys to come to my site and give me a pedicure or a nice foot massage. Oh, I guess that's one of the 30 deeds.
Yes.
No, I don't think so. I do not want to ever touch, I don't even like touching my own feet, to be honest.
Really?
I don't really like feet. They're disgusting.
Yeah, feet are pretty gross.
They're shoved in, like, hot shoe boxes all the time. They're sweaty. They get, like, gunk under the nails.
Yeah. Like, I have really deep, deep, I don't know how to explain it, crevices between my pinky toes and my second toe. Like, deep. Like, they go real deep.
You count their toes from that way in?
Well, my second toe from my pinky toe. Whatever the pinky, my fourth toe and my pinky toe.
Okay.
Okay? In between those two, there's a real deep valley.
Okay.
Like deep. Like a cave. Almost like a cave.
Okay.
And in there, collect stuff. Like it's...
Really?
Yeah. It's really annoying to clean it. So I only like really dig in there, you know?
Sure.
Every now and again.
The old
I come out with like some crazy stuff, man.
It's
like
wild.
Have you ever posted an ex's phone number in a public place advertising for people to call it with their best Chewbacca impression for a chance to win $1,000? No, someone did do that, though. There was
a very specific question.
Yeah. There's a story in the news about someone who did that in England, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, leaving Chewy impressions. That's a great prank. She actually wasn't mad at it, I don't think. She laughed at it, yeah.
Because she was getting all these calls.
So people just going, oh. What was that? What is that?
That's my Chewy.
That's terrible Chewbacca.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to do Chewy, clearly.
Try again. One more time.
That was your best.
That was good?
Yeah, well, no. No. Just your best.
That was your best. It wasn't the best.
You gotta get more like...
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Man.
Man, you are a... You're a special creature.
He is. He's our guy.
Yeah,
that is what? Oh, you're a Wookiee.
Spot on.
Yeah.
That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
Hey, Biggs and Bar Show. That's it for us today. We thank you for tuning in. We thank Katie for letting us know about the opportunity to perform our first deed, early deed.
To a lovely couple at a long-term care facility near Perth, where they're celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
So we got them a cake.
We got them a cake, because we can't really do anything else.
No.
Because of COVID and their on privacy stuff and blah, blah, blah. But we got them a cake. So, you know, congrats to them, and may everyone find 60 years of bliss, you know? Jamie, you got a long way in.
I got like 58.
58. 3 in now?
3? 2? No, not even 2.
Not even 2
of
years.
Of actual marriage.
Yeah.
A decade
of love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Loving.
How long did you date your wife before you married her?
A couple weeks.
I don't know.
You got married at like 12, didn't you?
Yeah, I was married when I was just...
Both your kids were 16?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot. I was like, hey, come on. Like, because when you say 25 years...
Yeah, people think I'm like 70.
Yeah. But no, you're not. No, you're still a young whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Not a whippercracker. That's a professional whip person that we learned earlier today. Anyways. Congratulations on 60 years.
60 years is a long time. Like I said, I may not even live to 60. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Good on you.
Feels like I've been married to you two for about 10.
Oh, good.
Yeah. About 10? It is almost 10.
Yeah.
2021, we'll have all been together 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, I talk to you two more than my wife.
Yeah, you should probably not say stuff like that.
No. I'm together more time with my wife, but we do. I mean, we're doing stuff. Taking care of our kid. I mean, we actually have like full, like, the amount of conversation we have.
Yeah.
She's talked to me as much.
Are you saying it's hard to get a word in? Or
no, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying she's the more talkative of the two.
Oh, right. Okay.
She has more things to say. She's smarter.
You're
she's
a great listener. How would you say that?
And I enjoy listening.
You know what? If someone said to me, is Chris a great listener? I would say, not really.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Bigs and Bar Show.